Fontacular 411 Rumble Rabble for February 20th, 2014.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your other host, Brent Gamer.
And we are here this week following some interesting news out of the New York Toy Fair. And nothing big in terms of rumors this week. Actually, nothing in terms of rumors this week. We kind of covered that in our last podcast, cleaning up rumor that we thought was out there, which, depending on how you interpret the IGN article, could or could not be still verified and confirmed and whatnot, but we're not here to talk about that today. We're here to talk a little bit about the remainder of the New York Toy Fair, and with us today to kind of help recap some of the stuff is Halo Fan for Life. Welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you on again. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Longer we do. So, we got some stuff to talk about in terms of the toys. We didn't get many new things. In fact, I don't remember seeing any new item at all, except a couple of swag things. I think I saw a couple of magnets and pins that we didn't see before. But for the most part, we just have some more details for all the stuff that we saw instead of actually any new items than what we discussed in our last episode. And then we have the bulletin to talk about today. So those are the two things we'll cover. A pretty short podcast as far as I can tell. So to start things off, let's jump back into the New York Toy Fair, which concluded yesterday. And we saw a lot of Mega Block stuff. We saw a lot of Todd McFarlane, a lot of other models and swag stuff that I want to get my hands on as soon as it comes out. We saw the Signature Series for Mega Bloks, that big Scarab, which I'm told is going to be more than what the Ford Unto Dawn was.
And it looks beautiful.
It looks nice, although I'm not sure if I'm ready to pay out $350 for the dang thing. But we're going to go through some details. Actually, I'm going to give Sal the privilege of going through some of the details for the Mega Block stuff, since that's what he likes to talk about. And we've gotten some prices and some features of a lot of things, and a couple of new things out here as well. So, first thing up is I think a lot of people are kind of looking forward to this, is the RC Mantis. So, why don't you talk about that one a little bit, Sal?
Okay, well, we did find out the price on that. The MSRP is $59.99, and it is electronic. As you might have seen from pictures and video from Toy Fair, it doesn't walk, though. The electronic part of it is that it rotates at the hip. It makes gun sounds from, the machine gun, and the rockets launch from its left arm. Let's see, in the package itself, there's a button that you can hit for Try Me, just like, you know, any other kind of electronic toy.
But, right.
It's made mostly of, well, it is made of Mega Blocks, but it's not necessarily in the traditional form that we're used to. Some of the pieces are more bigger molds than they are individual blocks. But I don't care. It looks pretty cool to me. $60 is reasonable for, you know, for how big it is and for what it does. It's not to scale.
How big is it, though? Is it like 18 inches? How big are we talking here?
You know what? I don't think I saw the size of that. I don't recall seeing the size. The official scale size. It's not to scale, though, with the figures. It's much, much bigger.
Okay. Because the $60 price point would have to be a pretty sizable thing for it to justify that much.
Well, yeah. I mean, you did see the pictures of it. It's huge.
I thought when the first time I saw it around, it wasn't that huge.
Well,
I don't know if there was much to really compare it to around it. I'm looking for. Oh, okay. Looking at it again, yeah, it does seem kind of big.
Yeah, it's not the same size as the full build. You know,
that
the
looks
regular
about
Manus build.
That looks like about maybe a little more than a foot.
Yeah, at least I'd say.
So that's going to be pretty interesting. I saw somewhere where it's supposed to be a top down build or something like that. I saw that randomly somewhere. But right. It's really a non-traditional build of Mega Blocks.
Right.
So I'm not sure if I'm going to get that one straight off.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to
see. I'm
going to
see like on-hand reviews, like something that you do first and then kind of make a decision on whether or not I want to get it.
Right.
So it's an interesting piece, though. I'll give it that.
And it's something that Megablocks hasn't really done before. Well, certainly not with Halo, you know. So it's kind of neat to see them try something a little different and see if it sticks.
It's almost kind of like they're starting to take on the role of how Lego did their kinetic stuff and their Lego robotics.
You mean Mindstorms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean that's one branch of it.
Right. Right.
So I wonder if they're going to come out with more. Well, they're probably going to see how people take on the Mantis first and then see if they want to do more with that kind of stuff in the future.
Yeah. I'd love to have a Megablocks remote control Warthog.
Oh, yeah. That was the first thing I was thinking of. It's like RC Warthog. Makes perfect sense. Or if you can, depending on if they can sell the gear separately, then you can turn any, like, wheeled, I'm blanking
vehicle.
Right now. Yes, wheeled vehicle into a RC car of some kind.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You'd probably have to change some of the model designs, though, at least for the Warthog and some of the other stuff. But I think that's kind of one of the staples of the Toy Fair from the Megablock side. And there's a couple other ones, including the Elephant Troop Carrier. That one's pretty big.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so why don't you talk about that one a little bit?
All right. Well, first of all, if y'all don't know what the troop carrier is from, it's from Halo Wars. So we're getting another entry back again for Halo Wars, which that's what Megablocks started the line off with. It was actually called Halo Wars before it was enveloped into being just purely Halo. This has six figures with it. For a change now, we're finally getting to have named figures, and within this set, we're getting Carter and June from Noble Team from Reach. Beyond that, we're also getting two Halo 4 style Marines, one Halo 4 style Medic, and then a UNSC Sergeant as well. And the price point on this is $100, and that's to be expected. That's
seems
for the size
right.
that it is.
Yeah,
and that's what the original Elephant was too.
So we're looking at some pretty interesting things here. I kind of find it interesting that they're doing a crossover of Halo Wars and Halo 4 characters in one set.
And Reach. So, yeah.
And Reach.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. And Reach.
You know, I don't mind it. You know, it's just showing that, you know, it's all Halo then, you know. It doesn't have to be canon, you know.
Right. But if you look at it, though, If it is canonical, then it says a lot about Halo 5. Sorry, I'm going out on a huge limb here. A huge limb. But there's already rumors spreading around. Someone showed me some information regarding a leak of the Spirit of Fire being mentioned in an upcoming...
Issue 5 of Halo Escalation.
Yeah, I was going to kind of not spoil that, but but sure, the cat's
okay,
out of the bag.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. But yeah, so Spirit of Fire has been... I mean, it's out there, so if people want to go find it, they probably can. But yeah, so the Spirit of Fire is coming back into the purview of the Halo universe, which is kind of cool. We get to meet up with some of the former characters from the game, and it's a possibility of seeing kind of their story wrapped into Halo. All that information of Forerunner technology and everything that they encountered being kind of brought back into the realm of the UNSC and Oni could provide some very interesting, what's the word I'm looking for? Plot lines for the Halo universe to take in terms of books, in terms of what they want to do with the games. If we want to see a Halo Wars 2, if we want to see that kind of incorporated into a Spartan Ops-alike type thing for Halo 5. I mean, if it's any indication that it's canonical, because apparently, like, the Oni Reap X stuff, even though it doesn't feel Halo at all, is supposed to be somewhat canonical.
It is actually canon. The one thing that I'm hoping for is that they at least do put it into the comic books so that, you know, it justifies it a bit more. I'd like to see how they would draw it then in the comics, you know, without having the Megablocks little, you know, studs all over it, so.
I wouldn't mind never seeing them again, personally. they aren't Halo. They don't feel Halo.
Well, you know, it is different. It is different. And it's, you know, it's using Forerunner technology and all that kind of stuff. You know, I don't mind.
It didn't even feel Forerunner either. I mean,
yeah.
It's my opinion. Take it for what it's, take it with a grain of salt, but it did not feel Halo. Did not feel UNSC-ish. It did not feel Forerunner-ish. It didn't really resemble anything Halo, in my opinion. But that's just me. So, but if we do see this as canon, then it kind of portrays a lot of what we might see in Halo 5. Especially if June's back, because there's been that whole conspiracy of what happened to June. June's still alive. So, who knows?
Well, you know, this is going to spoil it again. We know that he is.
Yeah, we know that he is.
What's that?
Yeah, we know that he is.
You know, because of the first Halo comic book from Dark Horse then. Well, the one that preceded Escalation, that is.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet, but I've definitely heard that he's in there. So he's still around, which is good. Kind of wrap up that story a little bit because it needs to be. But moving on, let's see. Next thing I want to cover real quick is I think another interesting thing that kind of went a little unnoticed, but the UNSC Flame Warthog from Halo Wars.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you talk about that one a little bit?
All right. Well, I tell you one thing. That's one thing that I've been asking Mega to do for some time. I've been asking him for the Flame Warthog and then for the gold one from Halo 2. Well, the one that was seen in the billboards. But yeah, that's one I've really been asking him for because I thought it was just a very cool design. It would be fun to have as a Warthog. And we're finally getting that. This is going to retail for about $25. And it comes with two Gungeneer Spartans, one gold, one red. I don't know if you saw in any of the pictures coming out of Toy Fair, but they actually had a mistake on the box. But thankfully, that's just a mock-up box. Instead of it saying Gungnir, Gungnir, it said Grungnir. So it included an extra R at the beginning. So
like a grunt.
Yeah. So yeah, I quickly said, hey guys, you might want to fix that. So so we'll see. You know, I imagine that they will, though. They said it was just a mock-up. But yeah, it has a machine gun turret on it, which we haven't seen for a little bit. And this actually is in the new style Warthog, though, so it has the bars on the side. So it's kind of a mix between the Halo Wars version and the Halo 4 version. But, you know, I don't mind. It's pretty cool. It looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks really nice. And I wonder if that's going to be a decal that you place on or if it's part of the pieces. And it looks like, just from how you build it, it's going to be part of the pieces.
Yeah, it looks like that's already painted onto it.
Yeah, so... and another little thing that they messed up on, at least it's something I'm looking at, is it says available fall 2013, even though it's supposed to be fall 2014.
Yeah, that's just their press.
Yeah, it's just a typo. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, if that's the case, then man, we should have already seen that.
I know, right? It's like, why haven't I seen it yet? Anywho, next thing I think that I'm personally interested in is the UNSC Broadsword.
Definitely.
That one looks cool. So why don't you talk a little bit about that one?
Okay, well, the broadsword, as everybody knows, is from the final missions there in Halo 4. And as a result, the broadsword will include Master Chief, Cortana, and this Cortana figure, while it's the same as the one that previously came out in the blind packs some time ago, it is now fully painted as opposed to being translucent. But the big draw then for figure-wise is that it comes with the Didact, finally. And this Didact is, it's rather large. They say it's to scale. I actually think it might be a little bigger than scale. The Didact is supposed to be a little over 11 feet tall, which would put it at, you know, 1.5 times the size of Master Chief. But if you've seen from the pictures, it actually looks almost 2 times as tall. And I'm not complaining. I'm happy to have it. What's kind of neat about this is that figure being as tall as it is puts it into, the action figure size of many other toy lines. So it has me wondering, you know, if they pull this off well, I'd love to see them do a separate line where they have larger scale figures that they don't go and, you know, they're not the same. They won't go with the vehicles that they have now, but it would just be something different. But that's a different subject altogether. Getting back to the broadsword, it's a $60 set, It is not electronic, by the way. In fact, Waypoint tweeted that out a couple hours ago, and Megablocks had to state to them, no, it's not electronic. So in case you might have read that anywhere, it doesn't have lights and sounds to it. Now, unless they pulled a fast one and they change it, but they did come back and tweet that out that it wasn't. But still, I'm happy to see it. I'm a huge fan of spaceships. So this is definitely one set that I want to get, you know, pretty quick.
Yeah. That and a lot of, there's quite a few other sets I want to get too. So that one is, when I first looked at the pictures, I thought it was something else. But seeing that it's a broadsword, it's really cool to have that in there. Because we have, what aerial ships do we have now? We have the Saber, we have the broadsword. We don't have a longsword, do we?
No, we don't have the longsword.
I don't think we have one of those yet.
We have the short sword.
We have the short sword, yes. But I think that's all the space vehicles we have. We have the Hornet and the Falcon, of course, and the Banshee.
Right.
For the air vehicle, and the Pelican for the air vehicles, and the Phantom, actually.
Yeah.
And the Saber. So actually, there's quite a few more spaceships, the Phantom and the Saber, because those are technically space ones as well. But yeah, so still looking for a longsword at some point. I bet they'll come out with one somewhere down the line. I would hope so, at least.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah. By the way, for those that are interested, Halo Megablocks actually started coming out with a new Megablocks series. So if you go check out the Halo Hub of the Megablocks site, you can see the first episode over there. It's pretty cool. Just a little side note. Next thing on that I wanted to bring up was the new Mombasa PD stuff. Because I saw that and I'm like, yes, I want every single one of those, please. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Every single one of those. I think there's four different sets, three different sets.
There's three.
Three different sets.
There's three, though technically it's not NMPD, but there is another set from Halo 3 ODST. So while it's not NMPD, it's still related in a sense. You want me to go over those?
Yep.
Okay. So the first thing that we have here is the NMPD Cyclops. Now, the Cyclops was another one of those things that's a crossover, and they decided to make one as a NMPD version of it, and it looks pretty cool. This will retail for $15. Now, by the way, we haven't mentioned that the figures coming out of the stuff now have the new articulation, so it's now going to have better joints for its shoulder, and I should say for the figures, for the shoulder and for the elbows as well, and for the UNSC types of figures, they're going to have removable armor. Now, I did get a confirmation on this because it was a little hard to tell, but the figures are the same size, so you don't have to worry about different size figures between the older molds as opposed to the newer ones with the different articulation. It's just the articulation and the armor that comes off that makes them different. So I'm very happy about that, because I am always leery when a company changes scale, and I've seen lines decline after they do that. So in this case, it's not a change in scale for the figures. It's just some articulation and armor. But getting back to the Cyclops, love the look of it. What I think is cool is that they've included a riot shield, and that actually was taken from their COD line, and they've incorporated it into the Cyclops. So I thought that was pretty cool. I probably won't have it with the Cyclops. I'll probably just give it to the Trooper figure instead.
It would work better with the Trooper figure than it would for the Cyclops.
Yeah, it's shown with the Cyclops itself, but
yeah,
I think it'll work better with the Trooper. The next thing then is the police cruiser, and this one's actually from the game. So, you know, you actually, if you've had a chance to see it, then if you've played Halo 3 ODST, you will have seen, you know, a version of this in the game itself. And this actually comes with, now they're calling it a police trooper, but I'm going to call it a sergeant because he's got a cap on instead of a helmet.
Yeah.
And then it also comes with a Brute Chieftain. And what's cool about this Brute Chieftain is that it has the red outlines as if it's in the visor mode. If you're familiar again with that, if you remember that from Halo 3 ODST.
I didn't think it was the red outlines from the visor. I thought it was just red because of the armor. Because the Chieftains from Halo 3, that's the armor color they had was red.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's not, you know, it's not red outline. It's
enemies showed having the red outline. So I think that
that's more
what they were going for.
I don't think so, because all the chieftains, every single one of them had the red. It doesn't make sense to just do it from the outline.
Who knows? Maybe they'll do something else and they'll have that on there too, and we'll see. But that's a small.
Well, it doesn't make sense to do it that way though.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that they change up, so yeah, it doesn't matter to me. But getting back to the set, though, it's I mentioned it's $20. The chieftain comes with a hammer, and the officer comes with a magnum, so that's pretty cool. It says that you can open it up, and it has some kind of a weapons rack to it. It's probably just a little hook peg that allows you to put the
magnum away. Yeah.
So, and then the other cool thing that they have for the NMPD portion of the line is that they've got a police Hornet. And this one looks really cool. I already have the Hornet that came with the Vampire versus Hornet set. And this one is the same build, just different colors, except that instead of it being electronic, they've changed that portion of it, and now it has it's made out of blocks in it. But it has what I like. Have you got the new Hornet, by the way?
I don't think I have the new Hornet. I have the red Target Special Hornet, but I don't have the new one, no.
Okay, well, there's actually a fairly significant difference between them. Beyond part of the build being different, the real major difference is that the turbines that come on the wings, whereas the older style was pretty much just a big circle with, you know, that had a fan kind of imprinted into it or molded into it. These ones actually on the new one have turbines that are built in such a way that they pivot, and it's within it. You got to get the set. It's very cool. I'll actually have a review coming out on my blog within a day or two, so you'll be able to see this. But each turbine pivots within it. There's like a space, a gap in between that allows the turbines to turn, and it's more articulation within that. It just makes it look that much better and that much more realistic. This police Hornet, it'll be $30. And it comes with a police pilot and a trooper as well. So between the three sets, we're going to get a trooper figure, a pilot figure, and then again, what I'm calling a sergeant figure because of the cap. So we get a nice little variety there with those.
Yep. Looks pretty sweet. I'm pretty sure I'm going to buy every single one of those.
Oh, yeah.
For the new Mombasa stuff.
Now, the one thing that I was curious about, and I've asked them this, and they haven't quite answered me yet, but I've asked them if they would do an NMPD Pelican, because that one was absolutely seen in the game. And I think what they're probably going to do here is gauge the interest in the smaller sets first. And if they sell well, then they might consider doing a Pelican. Because Pelican, I mean, that's a large build. And to do a police one, which was only seen in one game, and it being, you know, costing so much, they might be hesitant to do. But if the NMPD smaller sets do well, then we'll see. I hope they do. Personally, I love the Pelican. And then the NMPD version of it just looks really cool.
Yeah. It's definitely going to kind of fill that Halo 3 ODST itch for a lot of the people that really enjoyed the game. Because I still think the ODST campaign is the best campaign out of the Halo series so far.
Oh, it's a great campaign. Yeah, actually, after seeing these sets, I'm like, you know what? I think I want to go back through and play that campaign again.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Now, I had mentioned that there was another set that was related to this. You mind if I don't know if you had any particular order, but I was going to mention this one set.
Which one is it?
The Wombat.
I kind of wanted to bring that up in the ones that we didn't really get much coverage of. But
okay. Well, I mean, we'll reference it then.
Yeah, we'll get to it. There's a couple of ones I wanted to bring up first.
Sure.
The Flood Invasion one, which is kind of a little bit more of a scene set, which we've seen in the past, so kind of cover that one first.
Okay, well, now this one is really cool. If you are familiar, if you guys have been collecting Mega Bloks, you know that we had a Floodgate set that was from Halo 3, and that one came with several Flood. In fact, it had a Marine Flood in it that you could take off the head and the arm and make it a regular Marine if you wanted to. It also had an Elite Flood and several infection forms with it. And this set, the Flood Invasion set, looks like it's the successor to the Floodgate set in that you've got more of the actual Floodgate playset parts to it, as well as now you have a lot more Flood. There's two Flood tank forms, which is fantastic. The first time they've ever done the tank, so I'm absolutely looking forward to that.
There's that one, and I hope to see that. Sorry, I hope we see at some future date the other two pure forms as well.
Yeah, I think we will. Now that we've seen the tank, you know, now that we know they're making the tank, I imagine we'll see the other ones as well. It does come with several infection forms. They're not calling those minifigures, though. Those are just like little accessories, but there's many of those in there. There's elite Flood types, and then there's the carrier type as well. And one thing that they've done, and it's not canonical, but it's still kind of neat. It's really weird and different, is that they've made an infected ghost. So you've got this weird Flood form kind of wrapping around the ghost. Flood can't really infect ghosts because they're mechanical, but I still thought
they can still grow on things, technically.
Right. And that's kind of what I think they were going for. And it just looks cool. That ghost looks to be the same type of build that's in the ghost set that's out now. It's called Rapid Attack Ghost. So this looks to be the same kind of build there. It does have two Marines. It's got some fuel cells with it. Just a lot of stuff in this set. It's a $40 set, and given that you're getting seven figures, not including the infection forms, but seven figures, the playset parts, the ghost, I think it's completely worth it for $40.
Yeah, I agree. I think just about all these are reasonably priced.
Oh yeah.
So we're looking at some pretty cool sets here. Let's see. After that one, so these are kind of interesting. And I'm not sure, like, I don't think I'll get these right off the start, but I'll definitely be looking forward to getting these. But the Metallic Series drop pods.
Mm-hmm.
Those look cool.
Yeah, actually, they have four that are out right now. And those, you can get them for about $4 to $5, depending on where you get them from. And those ones are all ODST. There's red, green, there's a different color blue, and then there's a silver one. And those are out right now. So what we're getting later this year is a different color blue. It's a little bit lighter blue, and we're also getting a copper one. Now those are both ODSTs, and now for the first time they're doing Covenant versions in this two-piece drop pod, and one of those is a crimson color, and the other one is purple. Now the thing is that I'm seeing between the press kit and some other pictures as well, I'm not sure if we're going to get one as a Halo 4 style and the other one as a Zealot from either Reach or Halo 4. So I'm a little confused on that right now because, again, the press kit shows one thing, a couple of pictures show something different, so that's going to be a wait and see. But regardless, for the price, for $4, you're getting the figures plus this little neat two-piece mold. And I have to say, the metallic ink paint that they use for these is just fantastic. They really, really shine. You know, figuratively and literally, they really shine.
Well, and that's compared to previous drop pods that were what, $8 a piece?
$8 to $10. You know, but those like the older
Covenant ODST and Flood ones.
Right, and those are buildable ones. And I think the thinking that they had was that, you know, they can crank out a lot more pods this way, and I can't be certain on this, so I'm just gonna, you know, kind of make a statement on here, and don't quote me as this being fact, but I think that they might have got some feedback from the community, the collecting community, to say, you know, well, we like to drop pods, but they're not necessary to be, you know, buildable ones. So this was a good solution to make it a two-piece mold. and get us the figures as well as still getting us the drop pods. And it makes it much more affordable. And again, they can just crank these out, you know, as often as they want to, and it's still, you know, well within anybody's budget.
Yeah. So this was going to be some pretty interesting ones to look out for. Next one I want to talk about is the collectible helmets.
Uh-huh.
And there are four of these.
Yes. And three of them are out right now.
They're not out near me.
What's that?
They're not out near me.
You haven't seen them yet?
No. I've gone to Toys R Us, I've gone to Target, and neither of them have it yet.
Okay. Well, the three that are out now, there's the Hornet Assault, and that one comes in a red helmet. There's the Mantis Invasion, that's a silver helmet, and then the Warthog Attack, which is green, and that one actually has the Master Chief figure in it. The Spartans that come with it, they're all the Mark VI Halo 4 mold, and they are the color
Mark
of whatever
VI.
The helmet is. The one that's coming later this year is the Falcon, and I'm really looking forward to that one. I did reviews both for the Mantis and the Hornet on my site, so you'll be able to see the pictures there on them. And what's really neat about these miniature builds, excuse me, or micro builds, are actually pretty well detailed for being how small they are. The Mantis itself, you know, that one of the three that are out currently, I'd say probably is the best one. There's so much articulation in this for such a small little micro build that I was actually pretty amazed with how well they did for that. But the Rocket Hog that's in the Warthog Attack set, it's pretty cool. And then the other things that it has, though, is beyond the ships and the microfigure, is it has some other little micro, structure or turret with it. For instance, the Mantis had, I believe it was the Shade Turret. Yeah, it had the Shade Turret. And then the Warthog Attack has a micro Forerunner, structure to it. The Falcon one I know has, it's the turret that you saw on Snowbound. And so there's that. And then I can't recall offhand what the Hornet one has. And I don't know if I can find it real quick. Yeah, here it is. Oh yeah, it's the Covenant Sniper Tower. And,
oh cool.
Yeah. And so that's pretty cool for the micro scale that they've done all these in. You know, they've done a really good job with them. Now they retail for, $15. That might be a little pricey to some people, but the thing that you have to consider is that it's what makes that a little bit more costly is the fact that you've got this collectible helmet now.
Yeah, it's the helmet that's really putting the price to it.
Right, right. Because the piece count to each of them usually range around 80 or so pieces. But yeah, that helmet is what really, sells it. And also, by the way, I didn't mention the back of the helmet does pop off and becomes its own base that you can base plate that you can put your figures or the little ships on and whatnot. So all around, you know, it's a really good idea. They did something similar to this in one of their other Mega Bloks lines. So I'm glad and that was called Pirates. I'm glad to see that they've done that now with Halo as well. And hopefully we'll see more of this in the future.
Sweet. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting these two. I'm just waiting for them to actually come out in my area.
Yeah.
So this kind of reminds me of the... not to bring up like other sets, but the mini Star Wars Legos that came out.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what rings to mind when I first saw the little minifigures here. And it's like, oh, this is really cool.
I pestered the heck out of them. I think it's been 3 years now. I pestered the heck out of them and say, you guys got to do miniature builds, man. Those things sold well for Star Wars Legos. So I said, for you guys, you know, you've got so many ships out there that you could do in miniature form that, you know, I'm sure that they'll do well, you know.
Well, they could probably do more this way too.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. You know, I'm sure they can do, you know, Banshee or Wraith or Scorpion. There's so much. In fact, there's a custom build out there by a really good, well-known, Mega Bloks Halo customizer. His name's Goodwill Hunter. He did a customized, miniature Scorpion build. And, you know, if Mega Bloks takes that cue, I'm sure that they'll make a set like that. Just real quickly, if you don't mind, I mentioned Goodwill Hunter. He actually has a hand in the Scarab build. He has the most well-known customized build of a Scarab, and MegaBlocks actually contacted him to help in creating their Scarab, the massive build. So it's pretty cool that they actually look towards the collecting community for inspiration on making one of their official sets.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And that saber thing looks amazing. So, let's kind of shotgun the rest of these here.
Sure.
We have a couple of things that didn't get as much public light as some of these other sets, but they're still really cool. First one is the Fire Team assortment, which is basically the two. It's kind of like the smaller scene sets. One's green team and one's red team, which is really cool.
Yeah, there's some Fire Team Venom, which is green, and Fire Team Crimson, which is red, which I think is kind of neat because they,
these are from Halo 4. These are whenever you see the icons pop up in matchmaking, these are the actual teams. So I'm wondering if we're going to see these kind of come out in the other team formats as well. Or it'd be cool to see it that way.
I'd imagine. I hope they do Majestic. That's not a team color, but
that's not a team color, though. Yeah, but I think from here they're going with the team color. So I would personally like to see a blue and a gold team, because that would cover, is green team Venom, or is that like a lime? Because there is a green and a lime team, I think.
Right, yeah, this is more lime.
Yeah, yeah, so if they come out with like the rest, that would be, six more? Yeah. So a blue, gold, green,
purple,
cyan, purple, and orange. So if we come out with those, then that'd be kind of cool to have all eight of them.
Oh yeah,
all eight colors. So you can set up your own little scene for a big team two team battle. That'd be crazy if you actually did that in game though.
Just quickly, they're $15 and they come with five figures and a couple of little extras to it too. Great deal on that.
Yeah, and the cool little flag. So that's always a cool thing. Next thing is the UNSC All Terrain Mongoose. So we finally get a Mongoose. Yay! Well, yeah. I guess not finally. We've had a couple in the past.
We've had them, but this build is the best one, I think.
Yeah, so it's like the most legit. And it has Emil.
Emil, yes.
More Reach characters. Yes. Oh, yeah.
And he has the new articulation. So, with that, and we already have, we mentioned June and Carter. So we've got most of Noble Team then, and hopefully they'll make something with a new George, a new Cat, and then a new Noble Six.
I'll leave the Cat one alone. She'll drive me off a cliff. Anyways, the next one, a little joke for you there for this podcast. The next one is the one that you wanted to talk about, the UNSC Wombat Recon Drone.
Right, right. So while it's not an MPD, it is Halo 3 ODST related. And the figure that comes with it is an ODST. And in fact, it actually is the Rookie. That is a named character. So it is the Rookie. It's your playable character from the game. The Wombat is a drone that's used within the game. The set's only $10. So that's a really good deal because you're getting an actual, a really good ODST. And you can make him any ODST that you want. It would be a good figure to army build. And then you get this cool looking drone here. At first, I wasn't sure what it was at first. It took me a minute to figure it out. I thought it was another miniature build. And then I was like, wait a minute, I think that's a drone. And I looked it up, and yeah, again, it is the Wombat. So it's pretty cool.
Yep. And then two more we have to go through. The next one is the Halo Armory Pack 6.
Right, right.
So we've had Armory Packs in the past, and this one is actually a mix of Covenant theme and... Actually, it has all three different kind of types in there. There's a UNSC one, a Covenant one, and a Forerunner one.
Right. And the Covenant one is great. It comes with a Brute Miner, but it's not the Brute Miners from the previous ones that they've done. This is a completely different mold, new armor. It's a really good-looking set. It comes with a Mauler, which doesn't... We haven't seen that in too many Mega Block sets yet, so that's neat. And then the Forerunner one comes with a crawler snipe, and that's the first time that we have a crawler snipe. So now, we've already had the regular crawler, we've had the alpha crawler, and now we'll get the one that's the snipe version. We've also got them in blue. We've got the regular crawler in blue version as well, which is pre-Didact taking them over. So hopefully we'll see this one in
Librarian tech.
Yeah. And it also comes with, and I'm assuming that that is one of the turrets there. You know, I still...
Well, so my original thought when I saw it was the equipment from Halo 3.
Okay.
The deployable Sentinel turret that you could put out.
Oh, well, that could be, yeah.
That was my first reaction to it. Because there were those in the campaign, and I don't think it was ever, like, on a map for matchmaking, but
right.
It was in the game, technically, so... That was kind of what popped to my mind, because I don't remember seeing that kind of thing in Halo 4.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
So yeah, I think that will be the that'll be kind of the Halo 3 equipment thing.
Right.
It would be cool if we saw some other Halo 3 equipment too. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. and the last thing that we have here is the Halo Combat Unit 11, and it's the typical four figures, and it's on a plate, and this has actually a pretty wide variety. Has the Halo 4 Jackal. I'm not sure what kind of grunt that is, because that backpack is freaking huge for the methane tank.
It's an Imperial grunt.
Yeah, but it doesn't match anything that we saw in Halo 4. Like, that's a huge methane tank.
Yeah, they
exaggerated a little bit.
It looks
like
a different color, too.
Yeah. And then we have a red Spartan, and then we have a camo Spartan.
Right.
With what looks like a shotgun.
There's another four pack one as well. It's a Spartan Assault one.
Yeah.
And that's different figures. And if you looked at the display from Toy Fair, they kind of mixed them up a little bit. So some people were a little confused on that. So just to, iterate what is in that one, it's going to be Sarah Palmer, Davis, and then there's going to be a new Brute Major, and then, there'll be a camo figure that will come with that as well. That set, I imagine, is going to sell like hotcakes because, you know, you've got the two named major characters from, Spartan Assault, and then to have new Brutes as well. I mean, that's, you know, I imagine that set's going to sell very well. And it's kind of interesting that
a lot of these sets, I would think, would be kind of pretty good sellers. There's some that would be on the lower end, but a lot of these are pretty well reasonably priced. A lot of, I think, want from the community as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of these sets are kind of smart moves for Mega Bloks so far.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you know, and I was a little fearful that the pricing was really going to be jacked up because of the added articulation and the removable armor. But surprisingly, it hasn't. It's had almost no effect to it. These four packs that we've mentioned, they're $12, and that's what they've been, you know, for a long time. So it's nice to see that the price hasn't really changed. I was going to mention the Sarah Palmer figure. They actually made one kind of already, but it wasn't named that. And it came with the electronic Pelican. But this one, that comes in the four pack, you know, has the markings, has, the right color visor. Whereas the visor that comes in the one in the electronic Pelican, I think it's a gold visor instead, but this one's correct.
Yeah. So lots of cool things.
Mm-hmm.
But that pretty much covers it for the Mega Bloks, except for the,
there's the Scarab. Blind packs.
Well, yeah, there's blind packs for every series, pretty
much.
Yeah,
but did you know they're not going to make these numbered anymore? Now they're going by, military nomenclature. In other words, the first one to come out for these, because it has the new articulation and armor, is, it's Alpha series. So gone away are the numbers, and now they're going to Alpha.
Okay. Cool. So,
I imagine it'll be like Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, and
yeah, so. Yeah, makes sense. But yeah, so that and the Scarab, which is just gigantic.
Oh yeah,
but it's gonna
and
be
we get
equally
a Prophet,
awesome.
We get Brute Honor Guards.
The Prophet is an interesting addition to it. I'm really looking forward to that set.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that
great
one's gonna be.
Set.
I gotta save up for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how this is going to compare in size. There's not been a Mega Bloks done before, but there has been a Scarab done before. And this came out a few years ago. And in fact, it was first shown at San Diego Comic-Con, and there was two versions. There was one exclusive to that, which had battle damage, and then there was a regular one. And I have the regular one. So when
like an actual set? I didn't think we had an actual Scarab set out. Yet.
It's not Mega Bloks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not. It was actually made by, I forget the name of the company, but if you recall the Action Clicks set, you know. Those,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this one is in scale with those figures. So I'm curious to see whenever I get the Mega Bloks one, I'm going to have to pull out that Scarab and put them side by side just to see, you know, with the difference in sizes. But the Scarab from Mega Bloks looks much bigger.
Cool. So that pretty much wraps up for the Mega Bloks stuff. The other stuff, I'm personally not too interested in the McFarlane stuff, and I don't think we've heard too much more information about those.
It's disappointing. There's only two figures from them.
Yeah.
And they're both Master Chief.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't know if that's going to be. But some variety, please.
Yeah, I don't know if that's just because they're holding off for game announcements. Because they do a lot of those figures straight from the game, and Mega Bloks is still kind of has a lot more leeway to do stuff that's current generation. Because if we see it, it's the Halo 5 Master Chief with the cloak and then the Halo 2 Master Chief with the rocket launcher. It's like, well, both of those titles are future releases, so if that's what they're working on, then a lot of new stuff that they would build would probably spoil whatever 343 is working on.
Yeah.
So I could see if they're really working on those kind of sets that they would want to hold back until those announcements have officially been made.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the reason why.
And that could be. What I'm disappointed in is that they didn't do too many Halo 4 figures. And in fact, they actually had a Lasky figure done, and it was going to ship in the second series, and then they pulled it back. So, you know, I'd really like to see them revisit that. I mean, there's so many. If they're not going to do the multiplayer Spartans, at least the name characters would be great to have. I mean, I'd love to have
Palmer, Lasky.
Yeah,
maybe Del Rio.
Majestic Squad for sure, or Fireteam Majestic.
Roland.
Roland. And even if they did him in a miniature version, even if they didn't do him as a full size. But there was so much potential there. And so that's why I was a little disappointed seeing that they only have these two figures and there was no announcement of any new waves of figures. So I don't know what's up there.
I bet we'll see some other ones.
I hope so.
I bet in the future we'll see some. Crowded Coop stuff. This is like the swag stuff that you want to get your hands on. This is something that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, here goes some more money. but a few things that we didn't talk about that was in the pictures that Waypoint released on Sunday was it wasn't too many extra things, but there's some keyhole covers that were put out there. There's a little more information about the lunchbox and the little kits that come with that. And a few more pictures kind of detailing of what's in everything and another key ring that wasn't shown there either. So lots of pretty cool things.
That Cortana chip one. Oh, yeah.
That is going to sell out really, really fast.
That's my first purchase of their stuff.
Yeah. And it's coming out. According to a website that's selling the stuff, it's supposed to be coming out later this month. So probably in the next few days.
Yeah. It's already up for pre-order on a few sites.
Yep. So I'll be buying that one probably as soon as it goes out. So the Cortana chip is retail for $17. Some of the other keychains, the Guilty Spark one is retail for $13. The Master Chief helmet one is retail for $13 as well. And there is a Deluxe Master Chief, which is actually the helmet is silver, that we didn't get a picture of that first day, and that one's actually going to be $15.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, so this is there's a few new items that were not shown in those first initial pictures, but we have some more information about it. And these are the Halo 4 style Master Chief helmets, so these are pretty cool. For some of the other stuff that we've seen so far, the Ammo Crate tin lunchbox, we kind of saw the corner of that, but we didn't get a full image of that, but that includes a couple of like resealable packs and then the actual lunchbox tin, which looks like an ammo box, and that retails for $30. That one's going to be pretty cool. I'm tempted to buy that one and then just take it to work and see what they think. And it's like, no, it's not ammo. It's actually lunch. It's ammo for my body to use energy.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly say it that way.
Yeah, right, you know.
the Halo 4 Unicy Infinity Messenger Bag, which I'm going to have to get.
Oh, that looks
one looks awesome. That one retail is $80, so a little on the steep side, but I think it's worth it. The Halo 4 UNSC lanyard keychain, which actually comes with the clear badge, the UNSC badge, and that one is retail $6. So, in my opinion, that one's cheap. Mm-hmm. That's a good price for a lanyard like that. Oh yeah, definitely. I might be buying a couple of those to give away too. The Halo 4 UNSC Fleet Officer bag, which is not the same as the Messenger bag. It's a lot taller and a little more, has kind of more of that rigidy kind of plastic feeling outside to it. It's not as flexible, but that one is retail $60. I guess I should be saying when most of these are coming out in April, by the way. So, then we have the Halo 4 UNSC Warthog keychain. That's the one that has the little UNSC brand on one side, and then on the other side it has the M12 FAV, which is the model from Halo 4 for the Warthog. And that one is retail $15. Then we also saw the Halo 4 Forerunner lanyard keychain from those images as well. And that one is retail $6. So that has the little Forerunner / Oni logo on the front. And I think that's just like a solid piece that's on there.
Yeah.
So that one's kind of interesting to grab. I don't know if you would. I would probably take the piece off and just use the lanyard.
Really?
Yeah, the piece is not too appealing to me.
I'll tell you what. If you don't want the piece, I'll take the piece.
No. I'll keep the piece. I'd probably just take it off.
It's the lanyard that I want so much.
No. I'll keep the piece. I just probably won't have it on the lanyard.
Right.
So. And then some things that we did not see was the UNSC Warthog Messenger bag. So we have a second one, and that one's a lot more square than the UNSC Infinity Messenger bag. The UNSC Infinity one is like the cloth one that you're kind of used to seeing around. This one is a little more rigid, and it has a few pouches on the inside, too. So it's more like a briefcase than it is like a messenger bag. And that one is retail $70.
Mm.
And it also has the UNSC and the M12 FAV Warthog thing on the rear, as well as the Big Eagle UNSC logo on the front. So that one's going to be cool. It fits 15-inch size laptops. I was going to say.
Is this from Crowded Coop as well?
This is from one of the resellers, Entertainment Earth, and it has details.
Okay.
On a lot of these things. So there's that, and then the few other things that we didn't really see at all was the key cap, the key covers. So it's the little things that you can put on the end of your keys. I think a lot of people will know the rubber circular ones that you put around keys. So if you see janitors walking around and they have like the little banded things on them, that's kind of what these are. So you put these over your keys. And we have, I believe, 6 different ones. And they are Halo 4 Master Chief Helmet, Halo Spartan Assault cover, Halo 4 Falcon Keycap. So that's if you go into your emblems on Halo 4, it's the one with the eagle and the star on it.
Cool.
So there's that one. There is Halo 4 Axios. So for everyone that's a fan of the Halo 4 Forerunner to Dawn series, you can get that one. There's the Halo 4 Grunt, and then there is Halo 4 Spartan League. So it's kind of a playoff of MLG. So it has a Spartan helmet, and then it has red on one side and blue on the other side.
That's neat.
So that's actually, that's 6 different ones. So that's all the stuff that we have from Crowded Coop, and I think I'm going to be buying a lot of those things. I don't know if I'll buy the key covers. But I'll definitely be buying the messenger bags, the keychains, lanyards, and probably the, I call it a carabiner originally, but the Halo 4 UNSC Warthog keychain.
Mm-hmm.
With a carabiner on it, I'll probably get that one. And the lunchbox. So, Brent, you've been a little quiet. Any of this stuff interesting to you?
Not really. No.
No.
I mean, it just doesn't interest me. I understand that a lot of people love that stuff. I'm just not interested.
Not even the Cortana keychain?
I mean that, but I mean that's like the
only
thing.
Okay, so at least one thing is appealing to you. Got it. So lots of cool swag coming out of there. And that's Most of the stuff that's come out, there is the Bandai figurines, are the nice expensive ones.
And then the NECA one as well.
Oh my gosh, that NECA one is huge. And it wasn't painted yet. These are just mock-ups that we saw pictures of.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to what it's look like painted, but it's probably going to be an arm and a leg to buy that thing. It's going to be in the hundreds of dollars to buy. Maybe a little out of my price range. We'll see how much detail there is in it, because I believe it's 18 inches.
Yeah.
So
save up for the Scarab instead.
Well, everyone has their different collectors' opinions. So, but yeah, that's a lot of the stuff. Hopefully that gives you guys some more information of what's actually coming out this year in terms of toys. So that will kind of give you a good idea of where you're going to spend your money for Halo stuff, other than whatever Halo game's coming out this year, which is likely Halo 2 Anniversary. So now it's time to move on to some bulletin information, and we have some updates for matchmaking, of course, as usual. So this week was Big Rumble, and Brent, I believe you had some stuff you wanted to say about that. I think your opinions kind of reflect a lot of what I would consider the core audience of Halo feels. But go ahead and kind of give your rundown.
I'm not mad that Big Rumble exists. Like, it's an okay game type. It's got, like, a lot of problems. That many people should not be fighting each other at the same time, in my opinion. But personally, I'm mad because Heavies is gone. And everybody loved Heavies. And now you look at, like, the population numbers on Big Rumble. There's, like, maybe 500, 700 people playing Big Rumble at any time. At the height of, you know, Heavies kind of rise to fame, there were like 5,000 people playing simultaneously. It was the most popular playlist in the entire game. And now it's gone.
I think it generated the most active Halo people in those 2 weeks since probably like 9-10 months.
It's been forever since Halo's seen those kind of numbers.
Yeah, it's been ridiculous to see how much of a drawback that just team Heavies had.
Just bring back Team Heavies.
Although,
bring back
Heavies
in some sort of capacity, somehow.
Yeah, I'm hoping that for what they're going to do after this set, so I think they planned up through May of game types, is after we reach that set of planned matchmaking stuff, that they kind of evaluate what people favored and bring that in and replace some of the playlists that have the lower counts.
I hope so.
And some of the ones that are there you kind of need to keep for accommodations, like Flood, which is only, I think it has a population average of like 300 or 400. But in order to get those Flood accommodations, you need that playlist.
Yeah.
But there's some other ones down there, like Team Throwdown. I mean, no offense to 343, it is supposed to be the competitive playlist, but competitive Halo is pretty much non-existent right now, and it's the least played playlist with an average of about maybe 100 players at any given time, maybe 200 during the day or something.
Those are like Spartan Ops numbers.
Those are playlists that can just go bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And just put Heavies in. Just get rid of them, put in Heavies. I mean, that problem solved.
Yeah.
Or you just add it in there.
If you want people to play your game, then play the playlist or put in the playlist that people are going into when you have these playlist rotations. And I have to think that's what they're looking at when they're doing these things. I mean, it just makes sense. So I'm hoping that's what we're going to see. But that remains to be seen. And hopefully 343, if you're listening to this, it's something that's on your mind. I know a few people I can poke to about it. But sorry to interrupt you, Brent.
No, you weren't interrupting. That was pretty much the end. Just bring back Heavies, and Big Rumble really isn't that fun. I mean, for me, maybe you love Big Rumble. Maybe you're listening out there, and you're playing Big Rumble right now, and you're loving it. You know, good for you. I just don't like it.
It doesn't really fit the feel of Halo, because Halo, at its core, is 4-on-4 team, and then when you get down to FFA, which is not as popular, but it's 6 people or 8 people at the most.
Yeah.
And that's when you really get a good, because that's when it's manageable. You don't have too many grenades tossing. You don't have too many people stealing kills. But when you have 12 people in one room, it's total chaos. And that's 12 people in the same room that aren't the same team, of course.
I've completely avoided that playlist. That's,
I haven't played matchmaking at all. Well, I take that back. I played some Ricochet and some, I think some Team Slayer and Capture the Flag, but that was just in a small group that we went into matchmaking with, and we kind of steered clear of Big Rumble altogether.
Yeah. I think that's pretty telling for 343. I'd hope they take that cue then.
Yeah. Like I said, I hope that they're just evaluating what everyone is doing with all these different playlists and kind of reevaluating which ones they want to keep in, which ones do they want to rotate out, and so forth.
Maybe Halo 4 was really the Halo 5 beta all along. Like, it's the longest running beta ever.
I hate to say you're right, because they shouldn't be releasing a game that's supposed to be a beta. But there are certain things to where it seems that way. And, I mean, we have to give 343 some room. It is something that they are brand new at. And it is kind of, it was the game where they were trying to get a feel for how the community thought of their way of doing things. And the community doesn't like the way they were doing things. So they're having to reevaluate and hopefully bring back a lot of the things that they're going to consider for the core audience of Halo and bring that into the Halo 5 experience. So that's, I'm hoping, what the direction that they're taking. And they've been making some moves recently that kind of at least indicate that they have that intent. Whether they can pull through with it is a different story. But I digress, and we get back to the bulletin.
Yep. Yeah. So the Rumble Pit game types that you may choose for community choice are Rumble Snipers, Rumble Swords, and Rumble Rockets. And the only good choice is Rumble Snipers, if you want an actual competitive game type.
I suck at snipers. I can't vote for that one.
That's fine. Like, I love Rumble Rockets. That one's okay.
Rumble Rockets would be fine.
Really isn't one of my favorites.
And just to point out, because we didn't mention this yet, this is for the Metal Madness rotational playlist that will be coming out on March 3rd.
Metal Madness!
So it's coming out in a week and a half of this recording. So we're still stuck with Big Rumble for the next week and a half, but I would like to see Rumble Rockets, because personally, I love rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody loves explosions.
Although, the mayhem of rockets, definitely.
From just kind of a general feel of how the community is, I could see either one being, any of the three being chosen. Yeah, people that like the swish, swish, stab, stab, you like the people that have the explosions, and you like the people that have, like, the long distance no scoping.
I've got a feeling that Rockets is going to win. Rumble Rockets is a kind of a classic game type in Halo.
Yeah,
it is. I feel the same way.
For swords, there's already kind of a sword game out there. It's Clang of the Hill and Action Sack. I don't know if you played it, but I'm just not fond of that one. Everybody running around with swords. Yeah, it's team based, but still, that gives you an idea. And
that would make more sense if it was FFA for the sword clang kind of thing.
Clang, clang. I'd hate that if I was lunging for somebody and somebody else came around the corner and swiped the guy that I was going after and then ended up killing me too.
Well, there was a map on Halo 3. I think it was called Pyramid or something. And it was in the basement of, not Sandtrap, but what was the other one? Yeah, Sandbox. In the basement of Sandbox. And it was basically just this layer on layer, and you had to either climb up or take jetpacks up. And it was King of the Hill, and you had to get up there and try to hold it. And that was a lot of fun for me. Granted, you would get, like, you would try to stab someone would get them, and then they would turn around and stab you. But it was, in my opinion, a lot of fun. So if they did something like that for Rumble Swords, although Rumble Swords, I think it would be Slayer instead of Hill.
Right.
But if you did FFA Swords in a smaller map where you kind of have a hill as the objective, then that would be really fun, in my opinion.
That would be a lot of mayhem.
Oh, yeah. It'd be crazy fun. But yeah, so Rumble Snipers, like Burnt said, Rumble Swords, and Rumble Rockets. So we know what our stuff is, what our choices are, pretty much. Yeah. So, Brent, you want to continue on the bulletin since you were doing such a great job? You don't get the lead as much. There's going to be one of these days where I'm going to have Brent run the podcast.
No, that would suck. You wouldn't want that at all.
You're gonna do it. You're
that would be terrible.
You're a resident co-host. You have to.
I mean, technically, I could do it. I really could, but it would be awkward. People would be like confused.
Nah, you could do it. I think I have the audience with enough faith to get you through it. I think you could do it.
We're on the Spartan Assault content update. Apparently there's going to be a Spartan Assault update, a patch, if you will, on Xbone. If you have an Xbox One version of Spartan Assault, they've fixed various problems with the game. They've fixed assorted game crashes, fixed an error where the player would automatically fire when exiting a turret, fixed an issue where the player would occasionally be unable to exit a turret, fixed an issue where the player would stay in a slow walking, aiming, or shooting stance, fixed an issue where players who have completed or made progress with challenges on another device did not show progress, fixed an issue where Kinect voice chat would play through the speaker even when a headset was plugged in, fixed an issue where upon hijacking a Wraith, the player will get stuck, fixed assorted grenade indicator issues, fixed assorted audio issues, and fixed an issue where campaign medals would pop up while playing co-op. So
the question I have here is, why are these bugs being addressed in the Xbox One only version?
Yeah.
I mean, the code base can't be that different from the Windows 8 version.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a small question, but it's something that's kind of in the back of my mind. It's like, why are you doing this only on the Xbox One, and why are you not making these changes on Xbox 360 and Windows 8? I'm confused.
Well, the 360 version is obviously much different than the Xbone version because it came out a month later,
right.
And I don't think they would have done that unless it was a real, like, they had a lot of problems porting it.
But the Xbox One version is running on the Windows 8 kernel, also what's running Windows 8 and Windows Phone.
Yeah, so
the differences between the Windows Phone and the Windows 8 and the Xbox One shouldn't be that different. The one that should be different is the 360 and the other ones, I would think. Anyways, minor question. It you guys really don't need it.
I've never encountered any of this. It doesn't affect me, so I don't care.
Yeah.
I've got the 360 version, so
yeah,
I'm obviously the superior version.
How's that progress going for you guys, by the way?
What do you mean progress?
Getting
all the achievements?
Or just completing the game, because last time
I finished the game, and now I'm trying to get all the achievements.
Ah, nice.
I'm coming close. I've got to finish the use every weapon and every equipment in the game, and I don't understand if I'm supposed to also use, like, the weapons that you can redeem and, like, the equipment you can redeem or what.
Yeah,
because I haven't gotten that yet.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. You have to use every weapon, including the ones that you use your credits for.
Quote unquote buy. Yeah,
yeah. I also haven't gotten any of my Halo 4 unlocks, which is extremely frustrating for me.
Yeah, man, I'm noticing that too. I'm like, where's my stuff?
So that might be something to tweet to BS Angel. Be like, where's our Halo 4 unlocks? You know, paid $15 for this.
That's weird.
It's an okay game, but I still want those Halo 4 unlocks to make it feel like my purchase was justified.
Well, and they didn't say anything specific to where 360 ones didn't work. It was supposed to be across all platforms.
Right.
So, I'll have to ask
around. I've also encountered the Pins Halo in the Twitch chat says that he's had Spartan Assault on 360 lockup on his device, just completely lock the 360 down, and I've had that happen too.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's the only problem I've had too. It's happened to me twice. Other than that, none of these other issues.
That's pretty. That's kind of a messed up issue though.
Yeah.
You're just playing, like, and all of a sudden.
So that just, you only lose level progress, right? You don't lose complete chapter progress. Okay.
Right.
That's good.
But I mean, if you get like most of the way through one of those longer levels, and then you just, it just freezes up, that would really, really frustrate you.
Yes.
Yeah. I could definitely understand that. So. But last thing on the bulletin is screenshots. So, Brent, you said you had a favorite one.
Oh, yes. I do. Moving into the bulletin, my favorite is Predator by Z6 Nitro, because it reminds me of Burial Mounds. And I love that map.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
As far as just appearance wise, I like Sound Asleep by Stealth Ace with a 4 for an A. And it just looks nice. It looks cool. It's different. You got like a black and white Spartan against this kind of gridded, the hexagon pattern around him.
Yeah, I don't remember what floor that's from, but it's from one of two maps. I can't remember at the moment, though. But yeah, that the contrast on that's pretty cool, and it looks like there's a shadow outline a little bit.
Yeah.
So it almost looks like it's photoshopped in a way.
It's that one filter that you could put in. Oh gosh, what's it called? Or new gen or something like that?
Oh, next gen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't messed around with the filters that much in Forge to know. I haven't dug that far. Let's see, my personal favorites in this is, there's quite a few of them, but I would have to say Capture the Flag by Amy Wolf. I like the red versus blue clashes, and whenever they have the shield doors in the back, it's always kind of cool to me to see that. Determined by Ajira 911. Anyone Please Respond by Royal Boss Ross. And Our Aggression by Tay Derp. So those are my personal favorites. Sal, how about you? Got any personal favorites of the screenshots in here?
Yeah, I also liked Our Aggression, Predator, and I think there was one more. Oh, yeah, and I also liked the Capture the Flag one as well.
Oh, wasn't supposed to.
I hear a Mac.
Yeah, sorry, my wife came in. She needs to work, so my apologies.
That's fine. We're almost done. So, but yeah, that wraps up the screenshots for the bulletin.
Game over, dude.
Game over, man. Game over. So, lots of matchmaking updates again. Not necessarily in the direction that we want to see it, but hey, they're at least kind of going through and seeing what people like. And hopefully at the end of it all, we'll see some playlist maker return into the matchmaking to be there for sure, for good. And I guess until then, we will wait until next week's bulletin or the next big rumor if anyone decides to come out. So that's all fine and good. Yeah, so that wraps it up for tonight. Thank you, Sal, for coming on and talking about some MegaBlock stuff from the New York Toy Fair.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Lots of good information there. And remember, guys, you can go find him at HaloFanForLife.com. Has lots of good little articles up there, and he posts very frequently. So it's a,
yes.
It's a good place to catch up on some Halo news as well. Make sure you check us out on Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. when we do our live stream. We have a pretty good buildup of people that have come and are consistently coming to our streams. So thank you guys for coming out on a weekly basis to come hear us live and hear our pre- and post-show banter. Remember, you can do that again Thursday at 8:30, and also at Wednesday at 8:30 as well. We do our Wacky Wednesdays. That is our customs night where we go in and play some fun customs in Halo 4. And I think we're going to, a couple of people have said that they've gotten Halo 2 Vista, so we may do a Halo 2 game night sometime in March or April.
Oh, man, lucky you. Jeez.
So, be sure you're around for that. If you haven't picked up a copy of Halo 2 Vista, you can probably go find one for $15 or something on Amazon. So, go buy it.
Oh, it's well worth it.
Oh,
the ability to play Halo 2 online, I would gladly pay upwards of $500 if I can do it on my television.
Well, you can still do the unofficial supported Xbox Kinect or X-Link Kai or those kind of things.
Well, yeah, but that seems like too much of a hassle. I don't care about it that much.
So, and there is a small custom community around Halo 2 Vista. It's not as fleshed out as the Halo CE custom community, because that is still, like, they still come out with maps like crazy during the summer. So, that's something I want to look to getting back into, is doing some Halo custom edition stuff. Because there is some really cool custom mods out there, and there's some teams that really look towards kind of incorporating some of the newer Halo stuff. So there were people that incorporated the Spartan laser. There were people that redid maps in Halo 2 from the Halo 3, Halo Reach, and Halo 4 games. So it's a really, really cool community that's around there. And it's kind of one of the smaller corners of Halo that it'd be interesting to highlight again. So it's definitely check it out. Halo Custom Edition is free if you have Halo CE for the PC, and you can pick that up for like $7 pretty much anywhere.
I used to have it. I have no idea where it is now.
I will buy you a copy because it's that cheap.
Yeah, but I don't even think my laptop will run it.
Custom Edition? Or Halo CE?
Yeah, no joke. I mean, it has trouble playing Flash videos.
Oh.
I don't think I'd be able to play CE.
Got it. So,
I mean, that's not a, you know, Godzilla was very, very generous to send me this laptop, yeah, and I would not be here recording tonight without it. I'm just saying, yeah, I could not play CE if I wanted to.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So, yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for tonight. Thank you guys for coming out. I remember you can find us on our website at podtacular.com, and we recently moved hosts, so we moved away from DreamHost, and we're now on HostGator, so hopefully that will be a lot more stable platform and give us room to expand the website with some plans that I have for this year and get the forums back and give us a new stable platform to kind of grow and expand, especially with whatever game decides to come out this year. It'd be nice to have an updated website. Make sure you check out our affiliate network. We are part of the Podcast Network. It's a network of podcasts out there. There's the TF2 podcast called Critzcast. There's the PlanetSide 2 podcast. There's a couple other ones over there, and I believe Guardian Radio is going to be joining the network soon as well. So they are a Destiny podcast, and they have been going for almost a year now, if not right around that point. So very good production. If you guys are interested in Bungie next big title, go check them out. GuardiansofDestiny.com is their website, and Guardian Radio is their podcast. Check out our social networks, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that good stuff. And that is pretty much it for tonight, guys. On behalf of Halo Fan for Life and Brent Gamer, this is Duststorm signing out. We'll see you next time. Keep on fragging that Halo swag.
Keep on fragging Rumble Pit. Or don't even play it. Just if nobody plays it, maybe they'll just, you know, figure
Rumble
out
Pit's
heavies
fine.
Is where it's at.
Rumble Pit's fine. Big Rumble, on the other hand.
Yeah, Rumble Pit, keep playing that or not play it, whatever. Just don't play Big Rumble and you keep yelling at 343, say, we want heavies! We want heavies!
We want heavies! There we go.